You're listening to Type Radio at Robothon 2009. Now we're talking.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald. We're at the Robothon conference. Standing next to me is Paul van der Laan, one of the co-organizers. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you. Hi.
How do you think the whole thing went?
Yeah, I think it has been two very, very successful days. We had a lot of different topics, a lot of different speakers. Some of them really, really technical. Some of them very understandable for normal designers too. It was a really good mixture. We had a live broadcast on our Academy website, so we heard from people all over the world sending us emails like, well, we can follow the conference online, which was really great too. Yeah, it's just been marvelous 2 days, I think.
And what do you think is the most outstanding conclusion we can draw out of this conference?
I think it's in comparison to the ones that we had before, I think it's really nice to see that so many more people are making applications now than they did like 3, 5, 10 years ago. It seems to be much easier nowadays to create your own applications that really deal with a nitty-gritty work of fonts. Of course, these people really have developed a passion for it, but it seems to me a much more livelier scene now in just looking at what is being developed in terms of software than 10 years ago, surely.
And I might be stretching the whole thing, but given the humongous amount of fonts there are already in typefaces, don't you think type designing is getting too easy because of these new technologies?
No, because to me, technology is only the execution of a design, and the value of design will always persist. Hopefully it will become easier to do really complicated technical stuff for people who are designers but non-technicians. So that's good. But the value of a typeface should really be dependent on the design, the real value of it, than the technological value, I think. Technology should make things easier that are tedious to do. I mean, the computer still cannot make static decisions. So until we have reached that point, I think we humans are still in control of type design.
What's your name?
My name is Frank Rieshammer.
And what do you think was the best speaker of the conference?
I think the best speaker was Jan Ohne, because he showed his very useful application Autopsy, and it's very useful in the font production process.
And you also design fonts yourself?
Well, yes, I do. Mm. But I didn't design font families, so I didn't need his application so far. But yeah, I do.
Oh, could you say your name?
It's Tal Lemming.
What is your personal view of the symposium?
I think everybody got good stuff out of it. I think everybody saw new stuff and new ways of working. So,
what do you think is the best, the most outstanding development that is coming in the type design technology?
I think that so many people are getting into making their own tools, because when designers make the tools, better tools come out. So it's nice to see designers starting to focus on that.
And is it a bit far-fetched to say that the level of quality of fonts will get better?
I hope so. I mean, better tools mean less time doing tedious things, which means more time spent on the drawing, which means better fonts.
You're listening to Type Radio at Robothon 2009.
Standing next to me is Kai Bernau. What is your impression of the conference?
It was a great 2 days. It was like Christmas. We saw a bunch of really exciting things that used things that the RoboFab Foundation made available to them. They built upon that, and it shows the power of the framework. We can expect to see many more of these things. I actually use a lot of these applications already, and they make my life a lot easier.
And don't you think, given the humongous amount of fonts and typefaces existing already, that type design is being made too easy because of these new technologies?
No. Mostly because of, I don't remember, there's a wonderful law that is named after whoever invented it. It's not FIT, but I can't remember the name. But it says that 90% of everything is crap. And I don't want to say that about typefaces. It sounds very harsh, but I work as a type designer as well as a graphic designer, and I find myself very often in the position that I am looking for a font for, let's say, a book that has very specific characteristics, both stylistical and in terms of functionality, like character set, and I cannot find it. And that is something that prompts me oftentimes to think about new projects and start new typefaces. Typefaces are like voices, and they're all unique in a way, and that makes it valid for me to have more. And like songs and poems, there can never be enough of those.
Standing next to me is James Grease Harbour. What is your impression of the Robothon Symposium?
I think it was very nice.
Did you learn a lot?
I learned a lot. There are a lot of new tools that I've had very little exposure to, and they all presented new tools that they had just finished writing.
Are you considering using those new tools?
Oh, definitely. There are some that Tal Lemming made that are just, they seem indispensable at this point. The metrics machine is just blows people away as soon as they see it. And if you've ever done kerning, you know why when you see it work.
I'm standing next to Andy Clymer. What is your impression of the conference?
Oh, I think it's great. This is what you come to The Hague for. This is what the type meeting of The Hague is really all about.
And what stands out for you personally?
Well, it just every year it gets easier and easier to make the kind of tools you need. It just gets better, and this is the showcase for that kind of stuff.
You're listening to Type Radio. We're at the end of the Robothon Symposium on Typography Technology. Can you say that?
Typography, workflow, tools, tool development, all the software the type designers need, and nobody seems to be writing.
And I'm now talking to Erik van Blokland, organizer of this symposium. Are you satisfied?
I'm organizing it together with Tal Lemming and Paul van der Laan. It's hosted at the Academy. Yes, we're very satisfied. We had twice as many visitors as last time in 2006. We thought we knew all the font geeks in the world, but there seemed to be twice as many. And they all came out, so that was a great day.
And what is the most outstanding development that is being presented at the conference?
That there are many more people making tools for type designers as ever before. It's not just one application from one vendor and one programmer, but there seem to be many more designers involved in making their own tools and selling them and building them on a small scale. It's designers making things for each other rather than a company making something for a group of people they don't know.
Is there a sense of open source type technology?
There is a lot of open source. A lot of the important packages are open source and are available for everybody. We showed a couple of very powerful packages that are available under various free licenses. But there are also commercial applications, usually from the same people. The idea is that I give some of my stuff away for free. You can work with this, you can build your own stuff, but I also want to sell my own tools. And if you're a professional, the tools that were on show were quite spectacular. Metric Machine 4, Prepolator, Frederik Berlanst, UFO Stretch, things by Tim Arends, Superpolator.
Do you think that type design will be made so easy because of these new applications and add-ons to the software that's available anyway?
I don't think the tools are meant to be easy. A lot of the tools that were on display are actually quite difficult, and you have to be a professional in order to use them. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know the problems before you understand that these things can be solutions. But it can solve a lot of repetitive work. It can solve a lot of technical issues. And in the case of developments like the Adobe Font Development Kit for OpenType, the FDK, it actually does enable new things to be done in fonts by building new lookup types that will later have to be supported in various programs. But new ways of making substitutions or new ways of positioning glyphs. It is very low level, but these things will have direct effect on typefaces that will be designed. And I'm confident that they will be great.
When is the next time?
We don't know. The previous event was together with the Gerrit Noordzee Prize here at the Academy. This event was together with the Gerrit Noordzee Prize. It's an event that happens every 3 years. I assume that based on the results of this one, there's a big chance that we might be asked for the next one. So that would be 2011, 12 maybe.
Is there a need for an annual event?
It might actually be a good idea to have it faster or more frequent than 3 years. But then it's still the same amount of work, and it is actually a lot of work to organize it all and get everybody here. And currently I think every 3 years is just fine.
And have you learned something yourself?
Yes, I saw features in Metric Machine that I did not know about. I looked with interest to with the new things in the Adobe Font Development Kit 2.5 that Miguel Sousa from Adobe showed. And even Frederic Berlin showed a couple of new things and kept amazing everybody. So it was a good show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Type Radio at Robothon 2009. Now we're talking.